today, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
That is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every Wednesday night. We boogie back to Texas here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSH, LP, Vashon Island, Washington. The other day, this past week, I was rearranging my music, and I kept seeing artists that we haven't heard for a while. And I thought it was time to hear those Texas musicians that have been absent from Boogie Back airwaves for too long. The result is going to be a pretty interesting mix, I think you'll see. We start off with two generations of blues artists. I think you're going to hear a little influence of the first on the second, and we're going to lead off this set with Lightnin' Hopkins and his song, You're Gonna Miss Me.
Baby, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Baby, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Yes, it looks like everything I do in this world. Oh, Lord, I do this wrong. I never trust your love again. Baby, I never trust your love again. But if you ever need a friend, I'll be you to the end. I said, bye-bye, baby, you know you've done me wrong. I'm just hanging around here, darling, just to sing this song. Baby, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Yes, it looks like everything I do, darling. Yeah, lightning do this wrong.
Standing on the platform, waiting for my ride, and I wish I had me a good friend. Confide. There's two trains I can travel. Two trains leaving today. One gonna take me home. One nation. My whole life's in a bind.
Oh yeah, that was Sue Foley and her song Two Trains from her Love Coming album. It was released in 2002, and Sue was born in Canada, and she moved to Austin when she was 21. Like many artists in Austin, she recorded for Antones, both a blues label and a great club. She's famous for playing a pink paisley Fender Telecaster, and she plays that, I'd say, rather well. She's supposed to have a solo album come out this year, but I haven't seen that yet, and I can't wait to see it. Before Sue, we heard Lightnin' Hopkins and his song, You're Gonna Miss Me. I got that from Lightnin's Boogie album. He was born in Centerville, Texas, and he died in Houston. I've told the story before of how he met Blind Lemon Jefferson when Lightnin' was 8, and that day, he felt the blues was in him. Lightnin' played an awful lot with Blind Lemon, and was the only person to ever accompany Blind Lemon, the only one that he would allow to accompany him. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas. Tonight, we're hearing tunes from Texas musicians we haven't heard from for a long, long time. Next up are a few songs with some, I would say, some different rhythms. And we're going to lead off with Ruthie Foster and her song, Beaver Creek Blues.
Black coffee. flash and got nowhere to hide.
Nowhere.
What time? Such a fine, fine thing. And I'm laughing at the moon. Oh, can't get the paper or the cable news, y'all. Well, I can't get the paper or the cable news, no. I can't get the paper or the cable news. Sitting here laughing about the Beaver Creek Blues.
That was Jerry Lynn Williams. He was born in Dallas. And his song was Song for My Father from his Gone album that first came out in 1979 and then was re-released in 2015. And unfortunately, his albums didn't get much sales or much play, but his songwriting sure did. He wrote at least five songs for Eric Clapton. He had two songs on Bonnie Raitt's Nick of Time album, and he wrote songs for Robert Plant, Stevie Ray, and Jimmy Vaughn, and Delbert McClinton, among others. Quite a songwriter. Before Jerry Lynn, we heard Ruthie Foster with Beaver Creek Blues from her phenomenal Ruthie Foster album that was released in 2006. She was born in Gause, Texas, which is near Bryan College Station, home of Texas A&M. And she was here at the Triple Door this summer, but we were out of town, and I missed her, which is too bad, but I was okay being in Europe, too. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we're spinning some tunes from a variety of Texas musicians. Thanks for listening, and thanks for underwriters, too, including Nasty Orchard's award-winning artisanal cider makers with a new reserve tasting room and pavilion on Wax Orchard Road, now open Friday from 4 to 7 p.m., and Saturday noon to 5, and weekdays by appointment. And Minglement, since 1972, Vashon Island's original resource for the conscious consumer, a natural marketplace where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, carrying a full selection of organic groceries, produce, prepared foods, supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs, conveniently located at center where the town of Vashon originated. So we heard some interesting rhythms in the last set, and let's keep that rhythm thing going, this time as a little introduction to a country-esque set or two that we're going to have, and we're going to start off with The Derailers, and You Don't Have to Go here on The Voice of Vashon.
It wouldn't be right for you to leave me. Our love has traveled such a long way. I'd almost understand if it was raining, but darling, it's such a sunny day. You don't have to go, begging you to stay. My love for you grows stronger every day. See it in my eyes, feel it in my heart. It's a rainbow in the sky. Let's make a brand new start. Your bags, your packs, you ain't going nowhere. I can't let you go without a you, my darling, my life's an awful mess. You don't have to go, begging you to stay. My love for you grows stronger every day. See it in my eyes, feel it in my heart.
party going on in town tonight. Standing room only under neon lights. Mama, oh, it's gonna get wild. Cause it's Saturday night at the local saloon. Every cowboy in town is gonna howl at the moon. Honey, they'll be cutting it loose. It'll be two-stepping, long-necking, wall-to-wall, regular redneck Taj Mahal. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's gonna be you and me, baby, cooking up a little bit of romance. Let them all go crazy when the sun goes down, cause we got different plans. There's a whole lot of loving to do back at the ranch. Well, I guess I'm gonna miss another poker night. Bet the boys will be a-cussing me left and right. Sugar, shooting out the lights. Yeah, it always starts out friendly enough. Some greenhorns gotta go and get tough, baby. And who needs that stuff? Cowboys swinging from the chandeliers, fighting each other for the last cold beer. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's gonna be you and me, baby, cooking up a little bit of romance. Let them all go crazy when the sun goes down, cause we got different plans. There's a whole lot of loving to do back at the ranch. At the ranch, it's gonna be you and me, baby, cooking up a little bit of romance. Let them all go crazy when the sun goes down, cause we got different plans. So honey, slip off them boots, tonight it's just me and you, and there's a whole lot of loving to do back at the ranch.
Yeah, that was Asleep at the Wheel, whom you hear every Wednesday evening introducing the show. And the song we just heard was Back at the Rant. That was, you know, that was exactly 25 years after they formed as a band in Paw Paw, West Virginia. And it's a bit of a different album. And they kind of showed their ability to play not only Western swing, which they're best known for, but also a little boogie-woogie, some country blues, some Cajun, and some rockabilly. And they even covered Eric Clapton's song Lay Down Sally. It's a good album. Before Asleep at the Wheel, we heard The Derailers. That's another Austin-based band, this one by way of Portland, where they originated. And their song, You Don't Have to Go, was from their Reverb Deluxe album that was released in 1997. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Boy Sebastian. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. And, you know, since The Derailers and Asleep at the Wheel took us in a bit of a country direction, let's head a little farther down that road with two interesting artists, shall we say, each with his own slightly twisted sense of humor. We lead off with Junior Brown and a story and probably some advice that we should all remember in Joe the Singing Janitor.
You heard about the singing brakeman. You might have seen a singing cowboy too. Well, I'm Joe the Singing Janitor. I'm at a theater near you. I'll also be appearing at the concert you'll be hearing, but I won't be singing with a band. I'm Joe the Singing Janitor, cleaning up for the folks, getting by the best I can. I'm in your schoolroom, your pool room, your office, and your home, and I always give you service with a smile. And most folks never think that a janitor needs a little kindness once in a while. Well, I really don't care if you think I'm a square, from my hat down to my shoes. I'm Joe the Singing Janitor. So go easy on a guy trying to make life easy for you. Mm-hmm.
of school kids like to have a laugh on the heat with their spitballs and chewing gum mess. Making fun of my cornball singing voice and the real square way I dress. Well, I'm gonna sing a song in the principal's office, so they better respect an old man. I'm Joe the singing janitor, working hard for the kids, getting by the best I can. Well, if a broomstick was a microphone, I could show you all a thing or two. But I ain't on the stage, just a dirty old floor, and I got a lot of work to do. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but I carry that bucket with pride. I'm Joe the singing janitor. Yeah, I'm the man behind the mop. I make everything sparkle and shine. I'm in your school room, your pool room, your office and your home, and I always give you service with a smile. And most folks never think that a janitor needs a little kindness once in a while. Well, I really don't care if you think I'm a square, from my hat down to my shoes. I'm Joe the singing janitor. So go easy on a guy trying to make life easy for you. Yeah, go easy on a guy trying to make life easy for you.
I've got every record you ever made, even those old 45s you never thought would see the light of day. A live tape from Chicago, stolen from the sound man. I'm your biggest fan. The shirt you wore in Toledo, I found on eBay. It cost a lot more than most folks would pay. My mom called me crazy, but she don't understand what it means to be your biggest fan. Sent to me, and when you wrote with love, well, I just couldn't believe. But then I read somewhere that you divorced that awful man. Did I forget to mention I'm your biggest fan? I stood in line in Philly, 3 hours in the rain, out in front of the main point, till you finally came. Then you walked by me like you didn't give a damn. Is that any way to treat your biggest fan? Calls. Well, I'm beginning to think that
and I don't know you at all. And I found the flowers I brought you in a backstage trash can. You know, you're making it hard to be your biggest fan.
Well, I can't believe that you don't really care. After everything we've been through, after all that we shared. But somehow I feel better with this gun in my hand. Number one with a bullet, I'm your biggest fan.
That was Dallas Wayne with his rather creepy stalking tale, I'm Your Biggest Fan, and that's from his album of the same name. He's kind of an interesting guy. He was born in Missouri, and by age 18, he had toured all over the U.S. and Canada. He went to Nashville, and then he went to Europe, and he was touring and recording there for about 4 years. And then he moved to Austin in 2003, and he's been there ever since. He's been recording, and he's a DJ on Sirius at Willie's Roadhouse, and at Outlaw Country, and he does that Monday through Friday, both shows. Before Dallas, we heard Junior Brown and his Get Steel double neck guitar, and the song Joe the Singing Janitor that I got from his Greatest Hits album. As regular listeners to Boogie Back know, Joe, or Junior, was the house band at the Continental Club in Austin on South Congress, about a mile from where Terry and I lived, and a check of the of their website shows that he still plays there occasionally, but not on a regular basis. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are spinning some tunes from a variety of Texas musicians that we haven't heard for a while on the show. We're going to shift gears a bit and hear from Sarah Jarosz and her story of a former lover who wants back. But this could be another stalker tale here. You decide.
In the middle of the night again, still water and the birds don't sing. Cold gin in the back room, I'm in, medicating for the trouble that's coming. Walls rattle like a diesel freighter, blood races like a wave. This house wasn't meant for strangers, but you can knock it anyway. I can hear you knocking on the door. I won't leave it open for you anymore. I can hear you knocking on the door. Knocking on the door of the house of mercy. Don't try. Louder all the time. knocking on the door. I won't leave it open for you anymore. I can hear you knocking on the door. Knocking on the door at the house of mercy.
Gary Clark Jr. with Our Love off his album The Story of Sonny Boy Slim that came out a couple years ago. Gary was born and raised in Austin like a whole bunch of outstanding musicians there. He met Clifford Antone, who helped him meet and eventually play with a number of Austin icons such as Jimmy Vaughn. I think his star has risen pretty fast since then. He's played with all kinds of people, and he's been on records and with other people, and he's appeared in a number of movies as well. Before Gary, we heard Sarah Jarosz and her song House of Mercy from her album Undercurrent that came out just last year. I think she's really, really growing in her songwriting capabilities, and that goes along with her already pretty strong multi-instrument chops. In addition to the guitar, she plays mandolin, banjo, and octave mandolin, which is what she was playing on that song. She too was born and raised in Austin area, and in her case, in Wimberley, Texas, which is just west and south of Austin. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening, and thanks to our underwriters, including, and maybe especially, Windermere Vachon Real Estate for their support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. And VOV programming support is provided by First Student, a community member business providing safe transportation for our island students. They also provide charter services for your special events, and they're looking for new drivers who enjoy working with our children at 206-463-6799. So we are going to rock out the rest of this show. So limber up those fingers and your hands for some air guitar and loosen up for some dancing. Well, that's going to be chair dancing probably for me. Or otherwise, we're going to lead off with Alejandro Escobedo and his song Little Bottles. We'll be right back.
wind is blowing, and it's blowing in my mind. Spirits, they've been telling me that it's all come down to time. Stand in this world now, well, it ain't no plan of mine. 'Cause she's rigged and left to die, and they've called me. And desert sand. Ain't no open blue horizon. Quiet singing hymns and joyous happy praise. 'Cause I feel my chair shaking and the life begun to wane. Yeah, yeah.
That was Vashon's own Ian Moore on vocals and guitar. Song was Deliver Me. That was from his first album entitled Ian Moore. The one with Ian sporting some rather long and luxurious locks while sitting on with a Stratocaster sitting on a Fender amp. That album came out in 1993, and that was his first one. Playing with him was Buck Allen on the piano, and Buck plays with him on his latest album that just came out just now. over the last couple of months. Before Ian, we heard Alejandro Escovedo in his song Little Bottles, and that came from his album titled With These Hands from 1996. And playing with him on the harp that sounded just like a lead guitar was Mickey Raphael, who was born in Dallas, and he plays harp with Willie Nelson and a whole bunch of other people all the time. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, and we are going to go out the door with another song from Dallas-born Jerry Lynn Williams, a song by the name of You Better Rock Me. Has pretty nice little lead guitar chops from a guy by the name of Eric Clapton, for whom Jerry Lynn wrote a number of songs. Here's Jerry Lynn Williams on The Voice of Vashon.